Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born July 31st in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, we first met him as guitarist for David Lee Roth and Marilyn Manson, but he's achieved his greatest fame as guitarist for Rob Zombie. His name is John Five. Set to release a new album with Rob Zombie early next year. His latest solo album, Invasion, is out now. And this Saturday night, you can see him live on stage at the Bottleneck in Lawrence. Please welcome, guitar great, John Five.
John Five.
Hello.
How are you, my friend? How you been?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Better than I deserve. Excited for Saturday night at the Bottleneck, which I've been going to see shows there since I was probably 15 years old. It's a legendary place. It's a perfect room for you, man. I'm excited to see the band. I'm excited to see you and the Creatures.
Yeah, we are very excited, too. We're so excited. We are filming that night. So
great.
We have a camera crew, so wear your good shoes.
Just right now, Crank It, Zoinks, and I Am John Five are the current favorites on Invasion.
That's a lot of notes there.
That is a lot of notes. That's a lot of good notes, though. And it's a pretty amazing that you managed to explore new territory on every album.
Well, you know, I sit around all day, every day, you know, and it goes from morning to, like, night, and I'm like, man, I better put down the guitar, but I'm always playing and looking for inspiration, so it's a lot of fun for me. It's a pleasure. It's a comfort level, and I'm just blessed and pleased to be doing what I'm doing.
You ever feel like it's unhealthy? Like, I've read about in interviews you talking about it's a very almost unhealthy infatuation still to this day with that six string, you know, the other wife.
You know, sometimes, yes, on a serious note, yes, it is. And it's destroyed a lot of things, but it's also created a lot of things. So there's good and bad with everything. But I do pick it a lot. lot of picking on that thing.
But the thing is, and I don't know how you are, but it doesn't even matter if it's a guitar player. It could be a carpenter, a farmer, anybody, a construction worker. If you're great at your job and I see someone who's really great at it and they love it, I'm always fascinated by it. It makes me happy to watch.
Yeah, and that goes with anybody. You're exactly right. In their trade, you know, like you want to find the best. Someone to work on your car or someone to, you know, work on your house. You try to find the best person. And the most important, you want to try to find the best doctors, you know.
Right.
Make the right decisions for yourself. So, yes, I totally agree with you completely.
Yeah, never go bargain tattoos or brain surgeons.
Exactly, tattoo artists. That's a good one.
You so when you come in and you play, these aren't guitar virtuoso shows as I think of them. And I love guys like Satriani. I love all those guitar shows like Yngwie. But they can get a little. I get a little bored. I get the ADHD, and I feel like you might as well because it's all over the place when you see a John Five and the Creatures. It's a real band, and it's very musical, and it goes all over them. I mean, there's nowhere you won't go with it.
That's true, yeah. And there is such a show because I was very worried about people getting bored.
Sure.
And there's a big show behind it. So I was worried about, like, the guys bringing the wives, bringing the girlfriends, and, you know, they're interested in guitar as much as they're interested in, you know, whatever, who knows. And, but, you know, I built up a show, so even they can be entertained with not knowing a note of my music. And everybody's having a great time. We've been doing shows, and it's been from the age range. It's been 7 to 70, and it's unbelievable. We've been having a blast.
Well, you look at your influences, and you know that you're in all music, live music, I think, is going to be eternally married to the visual. So it's supposed to be exciting. Kiss is exciting. Rob Zombie's exciting. You know, when you look at these Van Halen, David Lee Roth, across, just like John 5, like, there's a visual to it. There's another component. Because when you're creating art, it doesn't stop just at your fingers.
No. It's all, we're trying to always evolve. And what we can do in these small venues, and we love the small venues, because what we do is, even if we were, like, you know, at, like, who knows, theater level, if we were doing, like, 5,000 people or something like that, we would do it in multiple nights in smaller venues because there's so much going on. It sounds so good in these smaller venues because there's so many notes, and those notes just move, get lost in the larger places.
Sure.
So we are trying to create this really cool stage show in these smaller venues, and people absolutely love it. And
I love that.
Love it. And that's why they love it. It's because we love it, and they could see it on our faces. We're having so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hadn't realized, and I'm a pretty big fan, as Jake is, and I knew a lot of your history. I had no idea you were the live player with Salt-N-Pepa. I had no idea about Wilson Phillips. I had no idea about Rick Springfield. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and Ricky Martin, and, like, you know, there's a whole lot of people you wouldn't think, you know, and but again, I just am such a fan of music itself. It doesn't have to be, you know, just called rock. It's any kind of music, and I love it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like motorcycles. I love motorcycles. Some guys will get super hung up on a Harley or this or that, and I'm like, I don't care. If it has two wheels, I love it. It's a beautiful thing, yeah. And every one of them is different, and they're all exciting in their own way.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, you and you worked with some friends of ours, and I didn't know this. Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm, and they're dear friends, and I think they're some of the kindest, nicest people I've ever met, not to mention she's a ridiculous talent.
Yeah, I saw her early on when they were just starting. I was like, and I remember saying to myself, she's going to be a star. I remember saying to, I was on the side of the stage, and I remember saying to myself. So, and that's happened one other time. This is a funny story. It's when Nirvana came out. You know, Teen Spirit was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a band with Rudy Sarzo
a
long time ago. And they played, and Rudy goes, if Nirvana's ever successful, I will sell my bass.
Oh, Rudy, and I love Rudy so much.
So that's the only other time I was, you know, I said those two things.
Dude, that's so good. And you have a love of the weirdos, from Rob to David Lee Roth, And I really want to hear what you, well, I do know, Thug Pop is one of my favorite songs. It's on my phone right now. But I'm sure there's some unreleased stuff that I'd love to hear with that. And, you know, because a good weirdo, like Meatloaf, he's a good weirdo. When we have him on the show and he stops by, like, he'll tell fantastic stories. And he's so far, so much more than I think people even understand how much he is. He's a huge, huge pile of creativity and just a good weirdo.
Yeah, he's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Indeed.
And smart, talented, and I'm excited for him for the Vegas thing. You know, I'm really excited for him, and I'm, because he's excited.
Yeah.
He's my friend, so I like to see that.
And his daughter Pearl is fantastic. We're Scotty in, and the thread through all this, and I don't know everybody on your list or haven't met them all. But there's a lot of them, and they're all very nice people. I don't imagine you know, at this point, you don't have to screw around with somebody who's not a pleasant person.
Right, yeah. That is so important. not just in my world, in everyone's world. No one should, you know, act like that for no reason. It's uncalled for. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, at home or on stage. It's just, you know, you just want to surround yourself with good people. Why not?
Yeah. So, of course, the most important question, it just passed. How was your Halloween? What did you do?
I was picking, like what I always do. So I was playing, and we were in tropical Ohio, and it was a wonderful sold-out show. It was incredible.
I love Halloween. We do probably 2,000 kids in the front yard. Some dear friends at DSS Productions who do, they just did all the Misfits shows. And they fabricate a Halloween show in my front yard every year.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. And it made me start thinking about when you were talking about how great your stage show is. There's a new, and this is going super nerd, John. So there's a new projection mapping system that's an all-in-one called Lightform that would be absolutely so easy to bring every night, make it stationary, and use that projection mapping on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. If you've not seen Lightform, Google Lightform projection mapping. And it literally has its own infrared. It can read the topography of a room and instantly go to a program.
I love that.
Yeah, it's neat.
We'll talk about that at the show. Yeah, I love that.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there. Of course, Jake will be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
And, you know, we'll be the nerds in the front, you know, screaming like little girls.
I love that, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, my friend. Listen, hey, thank you for coming by the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And we'll see you Saturday
night. Great John Five.